I was driving to the studio this evening. I did speak to Stephanie, and I hear this story all of the time. And I told Stephanie to call in because I want to tell you and the rest of the audience what to do. So, Stephanie, I hope you have that pencil and paper ready.
I do. Let's take another call and answer a question, because I do have more questions for you, Connie. So we're going to take a call from Stephanie in California. Stephanie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Stephanie. Do you have a question to ask or a story to tell us?
Hi. Actually, I spoke to Vince earlier. I am a grandma who lives in Sacramento, California, and I have been fighting for my granddaughter for the last 16 months. I'm a licensed foster parent now, but I'm still being refused to be able to care for my granddaughter due to workers dragging their feet, not doing what they're supposed to do, filed a 388. 388 was denied. Only reason is because she's been in foster care too long and they want to adopt her.
Okay, Stephanie.
So I don't know what to do.
Okay, Stephanie, thank you for calling in. When I was driving to the studio this evening, I did speak to Stephanie, and I hear this story all of the time. And I told Stephanie to call in because I want to tell you and the rest of the audience what to do. So, Stephanie, I hope you have that pencil and paper ready.
I do.
Okay, so if you're 388, first of all, and you might not have been able to afford this, but what I would suggest people in your situation who's trying to get a grandchild out of foster care, talk to and try to hire an attorney. If you can't do that, you're left with doing it yourself, and that's what Stephanie did. Now, it appears from what Stephanie is telling us that the only reason why she didn't get the child is because the judge said the child had been in foster care too long, and I guess the judge didn't want to break that bond place the child with families. The other thing, I don't know if Stephanie mentioned this, but she went on the scene early. She was notifying the social worker and I think the court of, you know, her being a grandparent and wanting to have this child in her custody. And during this period of time, the social worker and or the foster, they call it RFO worker here in California, dragged their feet. And we don't know if that was due to negligence or, you know, due to something being done intentionally in favor of the foster parent. So this is what I want Stephanie to do. I want her to file a notice of appeal, number one. Number two, and you have to do that within 60 days of your 388 being denied. Number two, and this is probably one of the most important things, Connie, I don't know if people out your way on the East Coast do this yet, but I learned this from another attorney. You should file a complaint, an administrative complaint with the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Justice and with Social Services in Sacramento. I see you're in California, so file it in Sacramento. Now, I would not file a complaint, an administrative complaint in your county. Those, for whatever reason, seem to be less effective. Maybe it's the county governing the county, and, you know, maybe they never see anything that's, you know, wrong with this. But I don't see how a grandmother who comes early to the case cannot get a child placed with her, grandchild placed with her. And, you know, and I'm sure, you know, probably the foster parents are fine people, but do we let the social workers dragging their feet stop you from getting your child back? One of the things that I'm aware of in a case where the child was actually taken from the mother, they wouldn't give the case to the child to the grandmother. After the child was adopted, so the parent lost her parental rights and was adopted by some foster parents. I won't name the county, but the mother stumbled across some advice to file an administrative complaint with the Department of Health and Human Services, who, by the way, governs all of the CPS stuff nationwide, and the Department of Justice for violation of civil rights. Well, unbeknownst to anyone, they took those complaints seriously. They hired private social workers and a psychologist, an investigator to investigate this tragedy. And at the end of about 14 months, they issued a report. And the report found all this wrongdoing and mistakes by the social worker. And they concluded and they told the county this. Okay, you know, the child's been adopted. You know, nothing we can really do. But we're going to stop all of your funding because this act was so egregious. Well, guess what? A child who had already been adopted ends up back in the mother and the grandmother's home. Is that amazing? Wow. Connie, have you ever heard of anything like that?
No. Well, no, that's pretty awesome. But I do want to recommend one more thing. Do you know who your congressperson is?
Yes, and I have left multiple messages and gone ignored. I've also ombudsman as well.
Who is your congressperson?
I don't have my notebook with me.
Okay. All right. So you need to contact Congresswoman Karen Bass's office. Mm. So Karen Bass is a California congressperson. She's in the 37th congressional district. But I will tell you that when going up to Washington, D.C., the one thing that I have looked for and have developed while I'm up there is trying to identify the specific people in Congress who kind of have this in their bailiwick, who sort of look at this issue and have an interest in it. So Karen Bass has proposed some legislation before that has to do particularly with child welfare. And I think she is the one who recently during COVID, I'm pretty sure that she's the one that proposed the suspension of termination of parental rights during the COVID pandemic because of the reunification issues. So I recommend you call her office and ask for the person who deals with child welfare and foster care, and that you file a and that you do a complaint with her and tell her you're a grandparent and that you were denied and you want her and what you need to ask them to do specifically is you, because they will say, well, if there's court, we can't do this, we can't do that. You need to ask them to contact the Administration of Children and Families in D.C. because they will have a legislative liaison for the Department of Health and Human Services. The subdivision is the Administration of Children and Families. And you say, I want to find out who your legislative liaison is.
Yes.
I want you also to call me again, maybe on Monday, 888-888-6582, 888-888-6582. That was some very powerful advice that Connie just gave you. And she is right. Karen Bass is a state congressperson here in California. So I know that Connie goes to Washington quite a bit. And she has probably made some very good connections in helping these families. Stephanie, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. We're going to be back in a minute with more calls, more questions, more stories. This is The Secret, How to Fight Child Protective Services and Win.